The jurors in the Harvey Weinstein trial ended their third day of deliberations on Thursday with a request to hear the testimony of Annabella Sciorra. The 12-person jury will return for further deliberations tomorrow. Harvey Weinstein faces 5 charges, including rape and predatory sexual assault. If convicted on all charges, the former movie mogul could spend the rest of his life behind bars. And the jurors also asked to see the red flag list that Weinstein sent to a private detective to investigate several women, including Sciorra. So it's quite a long story. It came out a couple of years ago in New Yorker, but 2 private investigators from Black Cube Agency, using false identities, met with the actress Rose McGowan, who eventually publicly accused Weinstein of rape, to extract information from her. But this issue, because I wanted to bring it up because you're a private investigator, Julia.
But in New Zealand, it's big difference.
Is it? What is it?
We can't go around covertly taping people, and that's typical America. It's typical. It's typical big business. You expect that from there. I mean, crikey. Do you know, this country is the safest country for anyone to live in terms of doing my job. The Privacy Act is huge. We abide by that. You can't go around taping people. And I mean, that guy is just so bad. He just needs to go away. That jury just needs to make a decision.
Make a decision, yeah. Mm. Have you got a thought on this, Raj? It's an ongoing issue. The verdict is still being deliberated on, but it sort of defined a movement, didn't it? The hashtag MeToo.
Absolutely, and I'm eagerly and nervously waiting for the verdict of the jury, because what makes me nervous is the question of threshold of proof that is acceptable in a court of law. Mm. Especially, and the threshold can work so often against the victim, especially in the case of a historic offence.
Yeah.
So